It's Parshas Lech Lecha, but we haven't been together since Bereishis. So what I'll do is do one idea from Bereishis, one idea from Noach, and then jump into Lech Lecha. Fair? That's a good idea, no? Okay. So the first idea is from Rav Yosef Salant, from Adam and Ribono Shalom. The idea of Cain and Hevel. By Cain and Hevel, not Adam, but Cain and Hevel. There's a pasuk there that after Cain gets upset because his korban is not accepted, and the Torah says as follows: Halo im perek dalet pasuk zayin, halo im teitiv seit, vim lo teitiv la petach chatat roves. Literally, Hashem says to, why are you upset? Why did you fall on your face? Halo im teitiv, if you do better, seit. Literally, it means you'll be forgiven. But if you don't do better, la petach chatat roveitz. Literally, at the entrance, the sin will be crouching by you. Explains Rav Yosef Salant, the Rav from the Chorva, a couple of meters away. Explains based on a beautiful Vilna Gaon in Mishlei. He says, based on the pasuk Mishlei Tevav Chavdal. Literally, I could have given obviously a lot of unbelievable pshatim and breishit, but this is hashkafically, I would cut this out and like put it on your makom and saying, because that's how strong of how to challenge and channel your life. This pasuk and how he interprets this pasuk and breishit. The pasuk says, Urach Chaim Lamala Lemaskil Leman Sur Mishol Mata. Literally, the way of life going up for the one who is intelligent. Leman, in order to remove Sur Mishol Mata from the depths of going down, explains the Vilna Gaon. You know what the Shlomo Melech is telling us? Ora Chaim Lamal. She'adam tzarich litameitz la'alot tamid. Man has to continue always looking to grow and to climb to greater heights. Ulosif shleimut. Dimlo. It's the classic mashal that we have been taught. It was growing up. That if you're not going up on the escalator, then you're going to be going down. There's no such thing as just static. No such thing as just being in neutral. But it's either you're going up or you're reversing. So too over here. V'imlo azu muchrach laredet mimadrigato matamata. Ki biltiev shari. There's no such thing as a person staying in one madriga achat. Ela o ba'aliya or chas v'shalom b'yirida. This is what Cain was told. Im teitiv, you stumbled. You didn't whatever the chait was, meaning eventually killing Hevel. Hainu shetosiv shleimut b'maasim tovim. Seit. Seit does not only mean forgiveness, but seit, for those who are learning now ksuvus, and also from Nisuin. Nisuin means forgiveness of marriage, but it also means to be elevated. Halo im teitiv se'et. Se'et means to raise yourself up. Tit nasev et tit aleh. Like yeter se'et. The idea of raising yourself up. Avayim lo teitiv. If you're not looking to continue getting better, then la petach chatat roveitz. Then you will fall. Even if you don't feel the fall, it's going to happen. That's just the definition of man. As opposed to malachim, who are known as Omdim, just standing. Man, Lech Lecha, is a Mehalech. It says in Zechariah, V'natati Lecha Mehalchim. That man is known as a Holech. You need to continue always, that's the definition of man, of continuing to strive. V'ino Omid B'shum Pa'am B'matzav Achar Ela O Lalot O Lirev. And this is, again, the concept, what he says in the Milat of Chatat. As we know, Chatat doesn't only mean to miss the target, to sin, but it's also Chisaron. The idea is that if you're not going up, you're going to be going down. First powerful Parsha message from Breishit, but literally to cut it up, put it out there. This is like the Vilna Gaon, what we saw early on in Breishit. Now, we bridge the gap. We bridge the gap, and we go to Parshas Noach. Why do I say we bridge the gap? Because we'll quote the famous Rashi that you know and I know. The Rashi that we had said, that it says, what? Ela told us Noach, Noach ish sadik, tamim haya bedorotav, et Elohim italech Noach. What did Rashi say over here? A lot of things, right? But one of the things Rashi says is the dorotav. And he quotes It's really a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, but he quotes from Yeshomim Yeshomim Ledorotaf. What did Rashi say, Mr. Daniels? He said Yesh Dorshim LeGnai VYesh Dorshim LeShvach. What's the Shvach? It says, look at the generation that he's in. Kal v'chomer if he would have been in the generation of Av. And the Gnai is what? The Gnai, which seemingly is a bad thing, is that he only has this status because he's what? He's in this generation. But if he would have been in the generation of Avram, not only that he would just been okay, lo nechshav l'klum, it would have been nothing. So we know Chazal here are comparing Noach to Avram. However, there's also the comparison of Noach to Moshe. And there, the question of last week, and we'll bring it over here also, is how could this mabul have happened? Why didn't Noach daven? This is what the Zohar Kadosh says. Zohar Kadosh says that there was a total destruction coming as a result of Chet HaEgel. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to start brand new with you. Starting brand new with you. And then what did he say? If that's the case, he basically says, if that happens and you don't forgive Am Yisrael, then wipe me out. In Parshas Tetzave, that's what he said. And that's how the Zohar quotes it. He says, that's not what I'm here for. I'm here for Am Yisrael. And that's the Vayichal Hashem, es Pnei Hashem Elokav. He davens. And now what's fascinating is you have the same exact language of Vav Yud Chet Lamin. But it's Vayachal Isha Adama. Vayachal Noach Isha Adama. That Noach became an Ish Chulin. That what's going on? What's going on? How could it be that according to the Zohar, Noach knew there was a Mabel and he didn't daven? He didn't daven. That's the question that the Zohar asks. That's why he's called May Noach. It's called May Noach. That's a pretty tough thing to have that label. The flood, the deluge of Noach. Tough. Tough. But according to the Zohar, it's because he didn't daven. The question is why he didn't daven. So I gave a whole shiur on it last week. I'm not going to give all that. I'm just going to tell you one piece from the Kedusha Salevi. Of Levi Yitzchak Mibardichev, who basically said, there are other answers. There's a Rabbeinu Bachai. There's a lot of answers. Or Chaim HaKadosh. But the Kedusha Salevi or Levi Yitzchak Mibardichev said, you know why he didn't daven? Because he looked at himself as just like a regular stam, another person. He didn't have the emuna in himself. When it says that he was katan in emuna, he was katan in emuna in himself. And as a result of that, he didn't daven. He didn't daven. He didn't think that his tefillah had such importance to the Ribono Shalom. That's an important lesson. To be able to know that your tefillah has an importance. To be able to know that it's not just, okay, what I see, this is what it is. But it's being able to know that you could be doing more. So there's a tremendous amount of comparisons to Noach and Avram, but we're now getting up to Lech Lecha. That's the Kedusha Salevi. If anybody else wants other sources, I'm happy to send it to you. The Simcha Gedola and many other interpretations about the Gnai and the Shevach. But we want to move on because we want to get to Parshas Lech. One of the major points that now we start is the Avos. We start with Avram Avinu now. With that, in the first source, we've learned Pirkei Avos before. In Pirkei Avos, it talks about there were 10 generations from Noah to Avraham. The Mishnah Perakei, Mishnah Bet, first source in front of you. It says, you need sources, sorry. Asara Dairus. Me'odama Noach. To tell us how God is slow to get anger. Shekol adorot ayu machisinu va'in ad she'evi aleim et me'am abu. Asara Dairus from Noach to Avram. To sell. Okay, good. I don't know why it's. Lo'dia. That what? That Avram Vino was mekabel sachar for all of them. Very nice. Then the next Mishnah. Asara Nisyonot. Nitnasa Avram Avinu. Here are the 10 tests. And what's fascinating, I brought you the Medrash also. The Rishonim count the 10 different tests in different ways. What exactly was number 1? What exactly was number 10? Really interesting. As we continue, when we get to Chayisar, you'll see the difference is Akedat Yitzchak, number 9, number 10. Not so simple. Right? It's a Machlokas Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonah. What exactly were the tests? I gave you the Medrash later on in the sources to show you the different what exactly was considered a test. But the first question is, if you compare, this is what Rav Chaim Volozh, in the first source in front of you, says, then the first Mishnah, when it talks about Avram, it doesn't say Avram Avinu. You saw that? Asara Dorot Mi Adam HaNoach, to tell you how slow Hashem was until he chose not to, for the main Mabul. And then you had Asara Dorot from Noach Ad Avraham. And then Mishnah Gimel, I underlined it for you, Asara Nisyot Nisnasa Avram Avinu. So that's what he asked. Why didn't he say Avinu? And again, he quotes from Mishlei that he says, "Mitalech bitumot tzadik, ashrei banav acharaf." Explains the Rav Chaim Mivolozhin that these tests are not just us to be in the nosebleed seats, what do you call them in England when you're a fan? You're sitting in the stands. Call them a fan. That's what you call it. There's got to be a better name. I know it's the pitch, but you know what I'm saying? Like, when you're diehard, you know I'm saying? You're supporter. Either a player, supporter, you call fans.
Yeah.
Fan, look at that. There is, we have
it. Support.
Okay, what can you do? The bottom line is, are you an... How do we become who we are? Explains Rav Chaim Volozhin, based on the Pasuk of Mishlei in chapter 20, Mitalech bitumo, tzadik, ashrei banav acharav. Because the tzaddik walks himself in this tmimut, ashrei banav acharav. The midot that the tzaddik accomplished is bequeathed to his children afterwards. They become into our DNA. Hema kiteva mudba, and therefore v'ksat yigia yagiozu. Where do you see this? Explains the Rav Chaim Volozhin. Where do we see Rabbi Me'amea Aretz, Hayudim, as we've seen in history, Jews that were Moser et Atzmam al Kiddush Hashem? Where did they get that power to not become Maranos? Where did they get that power to be able to have Emuna, even in Poland? Where do they have it that a guy would be able to give over his ration to be able for somebody so he can hear a bracha? Where would they get that tremendous Mesiris Nefesh from? Gets it from Avram Avinu, from the Ur Kasdi. And he says this is true for all the Asara Nisyonot. It's Lahayshir Aderech Lefaneinu. It's the trailblaze for us. V'chein Hayit Orut LeAdam Pitom LeLech LeEretz HaKodesh. The sudden Aliyah revolution wasn't started by Nefesh B'Nefesh. I respect Nefesh B'Nefesh. They're doing great work. Avram Avinu, Lech Lecha Me'artzcha, not even by Theodor Herzl. Unbelievable, right? It started from Avram Avinu to get up to have that strength. Leilech Le'eretz HaKodesh. Hu Me'anision Lech Lecha. V'kibalto kol avdin b'shmai letav nision harav shelo hirherach ar midot Hashem, etc., etc. This is where we see the famous concept of Ma'aseh Avot Siman Lepanim, and I quoted the Ramban. The reason why I quoted the Ramban is because many people don't understand what it means, Ma'aseh Avot Siman Lepanim. It's not just, we read the story, and okay, it's supposed to foreshadow history. The Ramban's language, if you skip for a second, I'll get back to the first time it actually uses the word Aliyah in the Chumash. But if you look at the Ramban here says, in Perek Yud Bet here, Pasuk Vav, Vayavur Avram Baratz Ad Mekom Shechem. Omer Lecha Klal. Tavin Oto Bechol HaParshiyot HaBaot. Binyan Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. For who Inyan Gadol. This is something that's a fundamental tenet. Hiskiru, I don't say fundamental tenet. It's very fundamental. Hiskiru Rabotena B'derek Tzara V'amru Kol Ma She'ira Le'avot Siman Lebanim. That's what the Medrash says. Ma'isa Avot Siman Lebanim. Lachin Ya'arichu Why all the details? Story time. All these stories in Parsha Bereishit and Sefer Bereishit. Kulam baim lelamid al atid. Ki kasher yavo hamikre lenavi mishloshet haavot, yitbonen mimeno hadavar negzar lavo lezaro. The Ramban later on also calls them a yitzira, like we just saw before. It's a creation with inside of us. To be able to have the koach to go through it, we learn from Avram Avinu. And this is, if you go back just for a second, that's where the first time the Torah, every time, You always want to see that how the first time things are described. The first time it says Aliyah is from Avram Avinu. Vayal Avram Mimitzrayim. Hu v'ishto v'chol asher lo imo hanegbo. Says the Medrash, k'derech sh'ayu Yisrael atidim la'alot. Again, the Medrash says, just like Avram left Mitzrayim, so too Am Yisrael is going to leave Mitzrayim. I brought you here the Medrash if you want to look at it. If you want to look at the Pirkei of the Rav Elazar, really fascinating of how he describes what the actual tests are. But within them, some of them you'll see, is he uses the exact same idea of this Masa Avot Siman Labanim. For example, I saw at least three of them when I was glancing at it. If you look at the Nisayon Chamishi. What was the fifth Nisayon? When Sarah was taken, Nilkacha Sarah Ishto LeParo LeIsha. Chiyesh L'cha Adam Sheroesh Ishto Nilkacha LeIsha Cher Veino Koreat Gadav. Is it possible a man his wife's taken? He doesn't go crazy. He doesn't bein Avelus. Ela Beitzal Lekacha Shelo Karavela. That's the first chapter. Rabbi Tarfon says. That night was Leila Pesachaya. V'hevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Paro v'al Beito Nigaim Gedalim, as the Pesukim say, V'inaga Hashem et Paro Nigaim Gedalim. Lo dia, that's what's going to happen in the future. Shekeinu Atid Lakot et Mitzrayim bin Nigaim Gedalim. He goes on each one over here, okay, of how he says a lot of these things are foreshadowing, as we had said, Masa Avot Siman Lebanim. If you turn back for a second into source number two, before we get to source number three, which will, I think, show you something that will wow you. I think it's going to wow you. But source number two is just as strong. The Medrash. There's a Medrash here that I hope you remember, because it's really an unbelievable, startling Medrash. Medrash in Bracious Rabbah says, Amar Rabbi Levi, go ahead, read for me, Mr. Lightman.
Amar Rabbi Levi, Shtei Pamim Ketiv Lechacha. Vein anu yodim ezu chaviva im hashniya im harishana. Amad dichtiv el eretz moria have hashniya chaviva min harishana.
So there's a question. I'll tell you, when Rav Schwab quotes the Medrash, he, everyone see with me, it's in source number two. You don't have that sheet. Ha ha. There you go. Now you have that sheet. Good? Simcha. So it's an unbelievable question. Just to tell you that Rav Schwab ends off, I guess he had a different, either he's quoting maybe a different part of the Medrash. This one I quoted from, maybe it's different, Lamed Tet. This is a little bit different. He says, Rav Levi bar Chiyita, Shnei Pamim Ketiv Lech Lecha, Kanan Parash Lakeid, Veinan Yodim Eze Chaviva Im Rishona Im Mishniya, Min Dechtiv Lech Lecha Eretz Hamoriya Avishniya Chaviva Min Arishona. Lech Lecha El Eretz Hamoriya. Rav Chia, Rava, V'Rav Yana, Echad Amar L'makom Shehora Yatsa L'Olam. And the other one says, L'makom Sheyirah Yatsa L'Olam. So that last part is a little bit different. What's the startling Medrash? They both say Lech Lecha. Which was more beloved? Which one is greater? That's what I asked. Meaning, on a certain level, we ask that question even with Akeda itself, the Mefarshim ask. We call it Akeda Yitzchak, but the question that all the Mefarshim ask is, who's the greater test for? Is it a test for Avram, or is it a test for Yitzchak? Now, you might say it's not fair, because I know the Mishnah says, Asara Nisyonot, for Avraham, and I can read all now the Rishonim, whatever it is. So, it's a major question, and maybe we'll talk about that in Vayiru. But here, what's the Hava meaning? Which one for you is Pashut that's greater? Which one are you pushing? If I had to ask you, before you knew that there was a thing called this Medrash, two different versions of this Medrash, which one's the greater Nisayon?
Yeah.
I think everybody, I don't think anybody would think making Aliyah. What? Sat. Even Satmar, you know what I'm saying? Look, it's not, he would say it's not a question because it's awesome. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, so what's the idea?
Killing your son is also awesome.
Good?
Not if Hashem tells you to.
Right, and I guess that's the part
Hashem
of the question.
Tells you to go to Israel.
So that's part of the question. So they don't think Hashem tells you. What's the Hava meaning? What's the Hava meaning? What's the Havamim? What do you think? What's the Havamim?
Well, they're
both denouncing Zera.
It was the first.
They're both denouncing.
One of them is removing yourself from his family, and one of them is removing your family from yourself.
So you're saying that they're both removing, some sort of distance from family. Again, why is
didn't just make aliyah? He completely left his family. He was no longer a part of his family anymore.
He was married already. Like kid. When he said lech, he didn't have a kid yet. When he said lech, he's married.
Definitely,
he's married, and he had a brother.
He brought his brother's kid and his
but he still had someone with him. It wasn't like he went by himself.
He left the rest of his entire clan was in one place, and then he's like, okay, I'm done with you guys.
He left the first 75 years life, and I'll tell you that that's definitely I think that's the Havamim. I'll do it for myself. When I made Aliyah, I had one of the hardest. What's one of the reasons why people don't make Aliyah? A lot of people will come out of their yeshiva seminary experience feeling, rah, rah, let's make Aliyah, I'm going to make my Aliyah plan. And then, in England, it's a little less because it's England, but
is that a knock on the U.S.?
No,
it was a knock on England.
It was actually a knock on England.
You're trying to say the U.S. isn't great.
No, it's England. We want to leave us as less of a
correct. That was the knock. The truth is, meaning the England, maybe because it's closer also, there is, even when they go back, there is, and they say they're going to make Aliyah, many of them actually do. That was the knock on the American part. The knock on the American is that they'll say, okay, I'm going to make Aliyah, but then they get lost. That was the second level of the knock. So the question is, what's pshat? What's one of the reasons? One of the reasons, there's many reasons, but one of the major reasons is because when you go back to America, you then start building up things there. You start building roots there. You start doing a lot of good things there. And then all of a sudden, to uproot 75 years is insane to be able to do that. Okay? And that's, I want to pick up and give you two different approaches here. One approach, I'm going to tell you, they say it's in the name of the Ksav Sofer. One approach is that maybe there's a difference between a one-time act and when you're making a one-time act, which is an incredible, incredible act. And you might still have it in you if you actually would have fulfilled the Akedah, but it's still a one-time act. Okay? Versus Lech Lecha, as in day in and day out, you now are a different language, different culture, totally rebuilding a brand new. It's something that is not just a one-time act. Not that, again, I think the weakness is that, okay, if it's a one-time act, but how can I live with that? But you see people live with these type of crazy, people find the strength. If they feel, again, if he felt that he's doing the right thing, the Ratzon Hashem, it might have been excruciating, pitiful. But the bottom line is, he's doing Ratzon Hashem. And it was a one-time thing. As opposed to Lech Lecha, it's a continuous event. At least that might be one Havamina of the difference between doing a one-time Shabbaton and an all-nighter of learning versus the consistency of day in and day out. On a certain level, it's not as exciting, quote-unquote, as that one-time fireworks. The second pshat is what Rav Schwab says. Rav Schwab says, based on what I just said before, Rav Schwab had said that, as we know, most people are saying, and this I want to go even further. If you read the psukim, it's very, very possible. Very possible. I have an article. I'm happy to send you the article after this. On that, there's a good chance, and I have a lot of proofs, that Terach did tshuva. Terach did tshuva. And if you look at it, it says Vayika. There are actually two Aliyah stories here. And the person who is taking them is Vayikach Terach. Now the question is, there's a major machlokas parshanim of why Terach is taking them. Is it because of their fear? The Ramban talks about the fear of, because of the whole incident with Ur Kasdim and Nimrod, and they have to get away from Nimrod. But another interpretation is Vayikach Terach, that Avram Avinu chiseled away, literally smashed away his idols. And what happens? Terach does tshuva. And there's a lot of different... I would go through it. It would be more partial. I can give it also. But if you look at it, it's very much... And Chazal say that he did tshuva. So you can imagine why at this point... It's very possible that the Beit Avicha is the hardest part of the nisayon for him. Why? Because he's works, he works so hard. And finally, his father is teaching Daf Yomi. He's in Haran, and he's there. Can you imagine? He's been working and working. And now all of a sudden, he has a father who's doing Daf Yomi. He could be there. Now, all of a sudden, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, that's not my Ratzon. My Ratzon is not for you to be with your father. And how Rav Schwab explains it is it's possible that everything that he's been doing now, the Farsim, Shem Hashem, and the Chesed, quote unquote, always starts at home, that what's going to be? What's going to be? To the point that the end of the Parsha, it says that Terach died, remember that, even though he didn't die? And part of it is because it's a whole new beginning. That's what the Maharal says. It's a whole new beginning when you go and when you're going and uprooting yourself. It's a whole brand new beginning. The Mashal, again, I was assistant director in junior NCSY. And I was running a Shabbaton in New Jersey for over 1,000 kids. We're doing good things. And then all of a sudden I made Aliyah and nobody knows who I am, you know. There you have all those roots and you think you're being mashpia and you're making a difference and you are making a difference. All of a sudden you make Aliyah and who are you? And you have to restart again. So in itself, A, that's hard. B, if you feel, says Rav Schwab, your mission. So the exact same question of what everyone says about the Akedah, which is what? How can I now go do Akedah Yitzchak? This is the antithesis of what I've been preaching. We don't do molech. We don't do son sacrifice. Right? We don't do that type of worship. And so it's going to be a whole contradiction, a paradox, to what I've been saying is the Ratzon of Hashem. So says Rav Schwab, that's exactly the Havamina in this Medrash also. The Havamina here is what? By me going in Aliyah, what do you mean? And which is still nowadays also. You know how many people say, oh, it's the same question. The Lech Lecha story is not something that just happened in 1948 with Avraham Avinu, right? And continue here in 1948. It's still happening. When people are going, there's an alumnus that left Teaneck, New Jersey around 6-7 years ago with a very prestigious rabbi, not from the shul. They're a scholar in residence. And two different stories within Teaneck there. One, the guy was leaving. And somebody said to him, you're leaving? You're leaving to go to Eretz Yisrael? And he said to him, I'm not leaving, I'm leaving. That's what he said. That's A. B, another person who made Aliyah, he lives in Ramat Shiloh right now, a very prestigious rabbi, visiting rabbi now from Teaneck, said to him, oh, how you doing, whatever it is? Yeah, I'm going with my family in Eretz Yisrael. Are you crazy? You're going to be messing up your children. You're going to be messing up your children. They're not going to be from. They're not going to be from. These are the same questions. So the same medrash is like, how can I leave right now? I'm helping out these people be from in America or in England. My father, he just became Chozer B'Tshuva. That's exactly the question. What's the answer of the medrash, says Rav Schwab? The answer was that it's more chaviv, the second one. Why was it more? Because of Shemisham Yatsa Hura Al Olam, Misham Yatsa Yir Al Olam. One was more personal. And the other one is more universal on a certain level, has a longer distance. He says, "Inon yodim eza chaviva imarishonim ashniya." Says Rav Schwab, "Shebeshneim ayah nisayon shiavur Avram al tzivoy kidei shiishaer kvot shemayim ba'olam." He says it's going to be a big chilul Hashem. I'm going to leave. You know how many people will make aliyah and people get angry? What do you mean? You were supposed to be my roeh. You're my leader. How am I? I need you. And it's called Achil Hashem. That's the language. There's going to be Achil Hashem. What does he say? Shebishneim ayah nisayon shiavur Avram al tzivoy. Kedei shiisher kvot shemayim ba'olam. And therefore, what does he say? The shnias chaviva, makom shehora'a yatsa la'olam. Makom sheyira'a yatsa la'olam. Shebinisayon shel ha'alicha mibeit aviv, there was not hora l'kol ha'olam. But it was only specifically within his home family. Lecha ani poter tcha mikibur aveim, vein ani poter la'acher. But the Akedah, that's something that was for the world. That was for the world. Of afilu notel nafshecha, of yira yatsa la'olam, through the Akedah, we learn that to the world. We move on to the next parsha message. Next parsha message is we've always learned about Batman and Robin. It's not true. We learned about Batman and Batwoman. Who's Batman and Batwoman? Lahavdil, obviously, Lahavdil. It's Avram and Sarah. Okay, you're looking at me like I'm a crazy person. Okay, but I'm telling you right now that not everyone agrees that it was Batman and Batwoman. But some says it was Batman and Robin. What the heck am I talking about? Look at the pasuk. Perek Yud Bet. Yeah, thank you. Pasuk Dalet and Hey. Vayelech Avram. Kasher Diber Hashem Elav. Vayelech Ito Lot. Ve'Avram Ben Chamish Shanim V'Shivim Shana B'Tzeito Mecharan. Vayikach Avram Et Sarai Yishto Ve'Et Lot Ben Achiv. Ve'Et Kol Rechusham Asher Achashu. Ve'Et HaNefesh Asher Asu V'Charan. Vayitzu Lelechet Arta Kanan Vayavo Arta Kanan. Says Rashi, what we've always been taught. What does it mean? Et HaNefesh Asher Asu V'Charan. The Targum Onkel says Asher Shabidu Lorait. This is Avram and Sarah working as a tag team to be able to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the lives of the world. To be able to be Megayer Anashim. That is what Rashi had said. Therefore, what's at the Nefesh Asher Asu B'Charan? What's the plural? It's Avram and Sarah. What is the Radak going to say? The Radak is going to say it's Batman and Robin. Who's the Robin? Look at the Pasuk. Vayikach Avram et Sarai Ishto ve'et Lot ben Achiv ve'et kol rechusham asher achashu ve'et hanefesh asher asu v'charan. Says the Radak, Rav David Kimchi. Who says the asu is Sarah? You know who it is? It's Lot. Read it inside, look what he says. And from the Pesukim, it could very well be, which makes sense. Ki Lot haya me emunato v'fikach nitchaber imo. V'hu gam kin haya kore la'anashim umare lahem ta'amim shi'aminu b'Hashem v'yavdo I oto levado v'lo aglulim v'fikach amar asher asu v'lo asher asa. The Radak says that Lot was a tzaddik also. Lot was cut in a relationship with Avram Avinu, and he was the one who was also showing everyone Torah. So what's the obvious question that you might start asking?
Why don't we call him Fat Sarah?
What'd you say?
Fat Sarah.
No. Okay, Sarah, whatever.
What's the next story?
What happens to the next stories? You have to continue reading the next stories. As the psukim continue, there's fights between the Roy Mikneh, Avram Mikneh, Lot. And where does Lot go to? All of a sudden he goes to Sodom. He chooses Sodom. V'anshei Sodom ra'im v'chata'im l'Hashem ma'od. What happened? How quickly did he change? What happened? And furthermore, you have to read within Parshas Vayera. I'm going to leave that part as a question. I mean, I'm going to give you one answer right now. I'll give you one answer right now, but I have an article that I want you to read. I have an article that came out 2 years ago. 2 years ago's leadership sefer on biblical personalities. Lot. I wrote about Lot. I called it the failed shliach. The failed shliach. It's right there in that book. But I'll tell you, that's a different shot, what I wrote there. But that's all within the Radak. If you want, I'll give you over the whole Radak, the Radak's thesis. The Radak's thesis of following Lot throughout. How does he understand it? What happened? Rav Schwab gives the shot that what happened to Lot, it's very simple. If you keep reading in the Pesukim, here it says, Vayikach Avram et Sarai Ishto ve'et Lot ben Achiv, that's fine. But if you read the Pesukim, it's a very scary answer, but it's something that is a general. I'm going to talk about it at Yemin Moshe tomorrow on Shabbos, about the role of money. What's the koach of money, and what is the idea of is money a blessing, a curse? I talked a lot about it last year in Shana Aleph to the guys. But says I did. Correct, in Hasma. Yes, correct. Perek Yudalid. If you look at it, of how much, very good. It's always nice when some people actually remember something that you said. That doesn't matter. The fact that you remember where it was and I spoke. Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Yud Bet. Vayich. Okay? If you look at Perek Yudalid, open up Perek Yudalid, please. Lot, the nephew of Avram, right? says, Perik Yedalad Pasuk Yudbet. Remember, the whole connection. One of the questions that comes up is we have the Avram Avinu story. We then have with Lot. And then all of a sudden, we have the Arba Melachim et HaChamisha. The four kings versus the five. The question is, where does that come from? One of the clear answers is because of Lot. It's a continuation of the Lot story. Because as a result of the four kings beating the five kings, what happens? Lot had chosen Stom. Now Stom is there, gets captured, and what happens? Avram goes and helps him, saves him. That's the simple connection. But within that description of the story, what do we have? Perek Yedalet Pasuk Yud Bet. It says Vayishma Avram Kinishma Achiv. Right, that's afterwards that he was captured. But right before that, it says Vayichu et kol rechus Stom. What's strange about the pasuk? Vayichu et Lot. That's fine. They took Lot. Vet richu show his possessions. Ben achi Avram, the nephew of
possessions.
Avram. Meaning, vayichu. What should it have said? Vayichu et Lot. Finish. Finish describing who Lot is. Vayichu et Lot ben achi Avram, and his rechush. Vayichu vo yoshev b'stom. So what is now he going to answer? So now, based on that deal, what is Rav Schwab going to answer? Where did Lot go wrong? Lot went wrong with not being able to use to the rechush, to understand what rechush is all about. Avram Avinu was there to teach us about what rechush is and how you have to use it properly. That basically, the Nefilat Lot, here is the whole position. Really, at the beginning, Lot was with Avram Avinu. But what happened? He was there, he was Anashim Achim Anachnu, he was totally with him. But at a certain point, he was Mitapech to a Rasha. Within the Pesukim, the Perek Yud Gimel, it says, Vashem Amar al Avram Acharei Parlot Meimo. Only after Avram separated from Lot, that's when the Dvar Hashem came back. Then the Dvar Hashem came back. He became a Rush. What happened? What was the reason? The reason, he says here, is because he started saying that the only thing that is important in life is money. Part of his name, the assumption of our question, is that the Pasuk should have said, kept with his description of his family. Should have said, Vayichu et Lot ben achi Avram. But it said first at Rechusho. Because what happened? It became part of his family. It became, that is, in the God we trust. The God we trust was the dollar. The sterling, if you will. Right? That's who... This was Lot, and that's what Chazal say, La ta'ava yivakesh nifrad, bechol tushiya yitgala. This is talking about Lot, that he was separated from Avram. And now all of a sudden, the Medrash says, Ein kol Shabbat v'Shabbat she'en korin ba parshato shalot. What does that mean? There's no Shabbos that we don't read the parsha of Lot, because it says b'chol tushiya yitgala. What does that mean? Explains Rav Schwab in a very stark musar. Ulai ramzu b'zeh chazal al otam anashim sheminagam b'kedusha b'menucha u'v'simcha b'meshach yom Shabbat kodesh. ומיד אחר שבת חושטים את בגדי שבת מעליהם וחוזרים לזכחו במסע ומתם ועצים להתאשר ונפרודים מהר מן הקדושה שיות שורה עליהם ורודפים אחר תוות ליבם. Basically, he says that what? He's a Shabbos Jew, but the second Shabbos is over, he's running to make more money. It's all about more money. The question of what is, there's nothing wrong with making money. Question is, what's your, and it's necessary. Hakesef ya'aneh takol. You need it, it's important. You mean kemachin Torah. But if it becomes your raison d'etre, if it becomes Lot, then it's a curse. That's one shot of the Radak downfall. We'll talk more afterwards. One other shot, because we have only five more minutes. I'm going to skip everything now just to Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch. Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch. We're going to do the second one. The second one. Bame Ida Ki Irashena. he explains it. That, how do I know that I'm Israel? Avram Avinu turns and he says to Hashem, "Bameh ida yirashena." He rejects the question of what is the oath? Where do I know? He doesn't tell me what's their schut, but rather, Avram, according to Rav Shimshon Ufal Hirsch, the difference is, as opposed to previously, it's not just a matana. Here, how do I know how Rav Shimshon, you should look at it inside, I'm telling you this part outside, is Rav Shimshon Ufal Hirsch understood the question, "Bameh ida ki rashena." From where do I know that Am Yisrael will know the time to be able to have what? The not only the bitachon, but the ability to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Because now it says, "Latit lecha et ha'aretz hazot l'rishta." From where do I know that we're going to be able to do that? How are they going to know that? Bameida, this is the first part of Rav Shimshon Ufal Hirsch. How are we going to know im higia ha'et, if it's the right time? We talked about Satmar before. Im higia ha'et l'chbosh et ha'aretz l'rishta. It's not because of the ketanei emunah here. It's the opposite. It's the willingness to have the bitachon of Hashem and tell me, just like you, Avram, just like it happened that you beat the Arba Melachim et Hachamisha, and then you beat those Arba Melachim, so too that they should be ready, liftoach, to have that bitachon l'chbosh et ha'aretz. What is his answer to that question? His answer to that question is the Brit Ben Abitarim. The Brit Ben Abitarim, I want you to do this Rav Shimshon Ufal Hirsch with me right now. The last page. And he says that it's not just Stam, it's literally an unbelievable pshat about what does it mean. Hashem says, Kechalacha Egla Mishulashes, Ayu Mishulashes. It's literally the second last page and second to last page. Okay? Keep going. Rav Shimshon Ufal Hirsch, I skipped ahead to Perek Tedvav. He says, what is this Mashma'ut? Of what does it mean that he specifically taught to take an Az, an Ayil, and a Torah of Gozal? Right? What do these animals represent? That they are going to be shechted, but etatzipor lo batar. You're not going to flay, you're not going to do that. What does it mean? And he says this is, it's parallel to the Gerut. Because what were we promised? We were promised Gerut, Inui, and Avdut. Three different realms of the Galut. There's Gerut, being a foreigner. There's Avdut, slavery. And there's Inui, which is torture, affliction, right? Explains Rav Shimshon Ufal Hirsch, these three things are represented by what these animals are. The Min HaBakar is the shore. What is the shore? The shore, miyatzeget, the workhorse, even though it's a shore. But it's the work animal. Ha-pi-lavo vedet la-adonea. As opposed to the donkey. Which is just the animal that schleps stuff. Lo-tachsom shore bidisho. Okay? All of those are telling me that these are... And he gives a lot of psukim here. So the bakar here, miyatzegefo. I'm in the second to last page. I'm in the fourth paragraph. Right over here. Mina bakar miyatzegefo et koach ha-ma'aseva pi'ilut. The par is when you're fully strong. You're fully strong. And what's going to happen now? You have that ability. That is the koach of the ma'aseh. And the idea now, what happens? As we're going to see, these three things are going to be stunted by the, as a result of being in galut. Okay? The ez. The ez kishma is azah. The ez in English is what? Goat, right? The Az is azah, it's strong, it's takif, it's kasher. It represents the ability of koach ha'itnagdut, to be able to what? To be able to mitnaged in English, to be able to defend yourself, to be able to have your strength and to go against any type of both seduction, but also any type of physical attack. Therefore, the Az is like the korma chata, because the chata is mechaper the kaluta dat. Fine. So that's what the A's represents. Koach ha'inagdut. Last but not least, the ayil. What does the ayil represent? The ayil hu kishmo is talking about hakeves haboger, the ram. Ha'olich lifnei ha'edeh barov ayil. It represents the greatness. the Gedolei Ha'am, the Elei Ha'aretz, the greatness, the Ayil Misamel, the wealthy people. And therefore, comes Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch and explains, literally unbelievable. He explains, therefore, let me show you over here. As a result of the three things of Geirut, if you look at it, there's one other part of it, at that Tzipor Lo Vatar. Okay? But that Tzipor Lo Vatar, what's the Tzipor? The Tzipor represents that you're not go is what? The Tzipor is the certain inner strength. Okay? He says the Tzipor is Tzipor drawer. Okay? It's being able to have that independence because it flies away. Okay? You might run after me, but it has it's clever to be able to be strong. And that's Misamel et Am Yisrael. That might not be so strong, but Kanfeyona Nechba Bakesef. And therefore, this is Betatzipor Lo Vatar. Look at the end of Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch. Rav Hirsch explains that's exactly what's going on here. If you look at the second to last paragraph, Yadoa Teida Ki Ger Yezaracha. When you're a ger, you know what you're not going to have? You're not going to have Zchuyot Ba'aretz Lo Lahem. This is the aisle. The aisle is Mivutar. You're no longer the rich person that you were, the court you. Now you're nothing. That is the aisle. Haim Yu Avadim the Avdut. As opposed to the shore, the Bakar, of being able to be the workhorse, now you can't even work. That is the Egla that's going to be flayed and torn up. And now we're also going to be what? The Inoy. What's the Inoy? The Inoy means we're afflicted. We have no Koach Hitnagdut anymore. It's an unbelievable pshat. It's the symbolism of each one, of representing the three levels. That these is going to be the generations of Galut. And each one of the animals represents what the Galut is. One of the Inoy, one of the Avdut, and one of the Geirut, which was Geirut again, being able, you're losing your rights, that's against the ale, the rich, the aristocracy, the ones who are calling the shots. You have the Avdut, which is the Koach Hitnagdut, you don't have that anymore, excuse me, Koach Hitnagdut is the Me'unim, and the Avdut is where you used to be strong and working. But within all of that, you might happen, but it's not Lenetzach. V'tatzipor lo vatar. It's true, there's a gzer of Avdut, Geirut and Inui, on Nigzar al Bnei Avram, but you should know that we still have Netzach Yisrael. That we still have what? We still have our strength from the Tzipor drawer. That we're not going to be lost. We're going to be here forever. That is what the message, Bameida Ki Rashena. We're going to have that koach to be able, at the beginning, we're going to be in the Galut. We're going to have that power to be in Am Yisrael, Be'eretz Yisrael. Chavis. Unbelievable.